The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Full Time Devils. This is the podcast. I'm Adam McCullough. He is Jay Marty. We've got Mr. Stephen Harrison and Andy Tate in the building as well, talking a lot of things there, Andy. We don't want to take you back to those times, though, right now. We want to stay in the present. In the present, Manchester United are joint top of the league, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on. Don't look at the league table before 10 games in.
Sorry.
Don't be like that.
Sorry for joking.
Can we not enjoy this moment of being joint top?
Sorry for joking.
Ahead of the Scousers, I'll enjoy this moment.
That obviously means title number 21 is coming.
How bad did we play, by the way?
For the first 20.
I know, why is everyone slagging us off? Like, we were rubbish. I've seen some right numpties on TalkSport.
It was a tactical.
I thought the performance in the first 20 to 25 minutes was a little bit. But
I may have an explanation for you.
Go on.
So I spoke to somebody last week who said, and was like, your touch was a bit shit in the first half. And he went, grass was long. I was like, what do you mean the grass was long? Because I imagine for many of us that have played in Dogshit Alley Park, where it's over your ankle, be like, what do you mean the grass was
long?
Hold on.
First game of the season, grass is long.
The grass is longer on the east side of the ground than the Stretford end, which might explain why Chelsea look better and then we look better. Mm. Imagine that's a tactical thing.
Grass has become a new thing, hasn't it?
Well, like, no, it's probably been around for a while, I think.
Well, in terms of managers talking about it, and like, you had it last season when Klopp was going on about it, and some of the Liverpool fans were claiming that Pep had things about grass.
Well, Fergie always used to heavily water the end we was attacking all the time.
Right.
Before the match, he used to heavily water it at half-time. He only used to water the side we was attacking to slow the ball down in the opposition half. Maybe there's
Clough
something
used
in
to do
it.
That. Clough used to sit over the hose pipe. Like,
himself?
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, Before European
he
games,
absolutely
waterlogged the pitch.
He is such an interesting character, isn't he?
Yeah.
His books are good.
He's an absolute banger of a character, Brian Clough.
Don't make him like that anymore.
Why are we talking about grass? You proper just
Adam's
just
Adam.
Proper
Mac,
I'm giving a potential reason for why there was such a difference in both sides, in both halves. Because I was like,
I know the difference Sunday, it was a finishing. On a
luck. We only had 5 shots on target, 4 of them went in. How about maybe if your keeper turned up, you might have actually won? Like, we hit the crossbar twice, we might have won. Well, no, because it'd have been 4-2.
Oh, that was it. That Emerson one. Was his name Emerson?
Yeah.
It was the Tammy Abraham one.
The Tammy Abraham one. The Emerson one worried me because it flashed the cross.
I went like this.
Yeah. And that's when you start. And like, that's like my opinion of Pogba immediately after the game on that was that he didn't have the best of the games. And I went back and watched the game. Obviously, during the game, I saw his pass for the goal was immaculate. His assist for Daniel James, the weight of the ball was amazing. But like, my memory was clouded by his earlier half performance where he kept giving the ball away and stuff. But then when I watched it back, I just thought, if that's him having an off day.
That was him in the knee-eye grass, though.
I was the other way around. I was like, I tweeted from like full-time Jay saying outstanding or something. I was getting, he wasn't outstanding, he was shit. And I thought he was mint. But then I'd sort of forgotten about the early times he gave the ball away because of like the through ball for Rashford and the rest of it.
Rashford, Pogba, there was a couple of them where Marshall at times in the first half at least, like the touch just wasn't quite
Rashford
there
was
for
off
him.
It,
and he just wasn't. Does. I thought the penalty came at a great time for Marcus to put
for the
away.
Team?
Yeah.
Probably for the team as well, yeah. But can we talk about that touch for the second
half? I was just thinking about
that. Stop it.
But the pass, first of all, the pass is amazing. And we've seen Pogba and Rashford link up a fair bit.
He's on his bike, innit?
Leicester, Spurs. And whether he's out wide or he's through the middle, he bends his run. And Pogba can find him. We saw him linking up with Zlatan in his first season together when he returned. And he kept finding him. And I think in Martial and Rashford, we've got players that will hopefully take the chances.
You know, for that Rashford goal, did anyone else? Was I alone in sort of?
I thought the defender was going to just catch him. And that's why I give him so much ratings for the finish.
Oh, the finish because spectacular.
He might not be able to see him, but he can feel that defender.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He knows a tackle's coming in. Something's coming in, and he's still maintained his composure. And instead of shifting it onto his left foot away from the defender, he's kept it.
Yeah.
And he's like,
the Rashford
not,
thinks to twat it.
You know what Solskjaer was
keeper,
saying, where he wanted Marcel and Rashford to just always hit the net, stop trying to place it in the corner so much, just beat the goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah.
And it seemed that's what he tried to do. Martial in the 6-yard box. How often do you see that?
Not much.
Did
he not played on the wing though? That's
bit of luck with that. He hit his knee.
Did VAR come into your head at all when he went through? When he scored? Rashford. Did you think about that at all?
No.
Because a few people I was chatting to in a little bit, like, you know, because the constant VAR thing was a bit like...
I celebrated because...
Like it sort of held him back a little
onside.
Bit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But I did think it was onside.
Did you hear the VAR robot lady though?
Who, Alexa?
It was like the most.
Was that offside?
Yeah, like, it was like off an 80s TV program. Yeah. Checking VAR.
It's like
Andy will be recording that, and
Andy's gonna ask you to phone him later. Put that voice on me for Misty.
Yeah, because he had it. Rashford scored first half just before we got the penalty. Obviously, after the second one, we could have been 2-0, and he went to VAR straight away.
The one where he was well offside.
He was well offside, and he still went to VAR. It's stupid. For decisions like that, it's stupid.
Did you see the Raheem Sterling one?
Mate, he hasn't.
If your armpit is an inch offside, you're fucking onside. Can we go back to daylight, please?
Purpose of approach. Those that have got an LLB in law will know what I'm talking about.
You mean the purpose of the law? Yeah, the reason why the law came in.
The purpose of approach is, why is the law there? To prevent goal hanging, not to prevent your armpit being offside. Yeah.
So it should go back to daylight then?
And like, what if, like, you know,
that's
me and
you. That's the spirit of the law,
isn't
it?
Me and you could be absolutely level in line, but because my willy's a bit bigger, or my feet's a bit bigger, or
like wide,
my arms are a bit longer, I'm going to look like I'm ahead of you. Even though we're in
line. It
also
doesn't take into account, do you know what I mean? What's the movement of people if you're coming past each other?
So then do strikers have to start thinking, oh, he's a bit skinnier than me, so I have to
hold
my run up a
little
bit.
My belly could put me offside again.
Score with a belly.
It's like Luis Suarez is going to be.
Score with a belly.
His teeth are literally always going to be offside.
That champ will be right.
But I agree with that in the spirit of the law. We like that line.
Can we crop that so it's my will is a bit bigger, and then I agree with that. Can we get that bit together?
That line where they've shown how offside he is fatter than how far he was offside. And do you know what annoys me about this is that they will always freeze frame it at that point. But what does actually when the ball is played mean? Because let's say on a 60 frames per second camera.
This is what that guy was arguing on it. He was saying like the camera you've got and all the rest of it, you can't be that accurate as to when the ball has physically left the player's foot.
Nope. To be,
it's not perfectly accurate.
Nope. So if you're going to be that accurate at one end, you have to be that accurate at the other end. Or we go back to daylight, which is what it should be. Because like Adam said, the spirit of the law was brought in to stop goal hanging. Sterling and the defender are level, right? Let's call it where it is. They're level.
Yeah.
So that should have been a goal. And that's when you know it's bad, when United fans
are
defending a
City goal. Sterling
hasn't
gained any unfair advantage.
No.
And if we're going to, you know, in cricket, like, I know none of us really watch cricket, but I've been watching a little bit recently. Can tell I'm getting old. But they have, like, with decisions from bowling when they go to the video assistant or whatever it's called in cricket, they have where they give it to the umpire's call if it's too close to call. So surely you can go with, all right, and that assist instance with, I know we normally give City an extra goal. I mean, it might come down to goal difference, you know what I mean?
For us, what, fourth?
For us and them. For the, anyway. How many people think I'm being serious right now?
I think you're right. I think it could.
But,
that
like,
could be the difference.
I'm going to go home.
I think they should introduce something like that where if it's really marginal, you give the linesman, you don't change the linesman's decision.
No, we need to change the law of the game because, or the interpretation.
Is this not the one big experiment? At the end of the season, they're not going to go, right, we tried it. it didn't work
well,
out.
No, because it's been in since last season with the World Cup.
I know, but like properly, like a full
the
season.
The whole point was they were getting England. Ready for now.
Yeah, exactly.
And well, God's watching.
Ready. It took them, was it Wolves scored Sunday? It took them a minute and 33 seconds to overrule it. And they were just waiting for it to kick off and they just scrubbed
that
it.
That was handball on that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Again, though. But
that's the thing when it goes to VAR as well. You never see it. If there's contact with a hand or with a player fouling someone, if there's just contact, they give the penalty. But contact isn't a foul. Contact's contact. You have to determine whether that's impeded the player illegally to be able to give it a foul. You can't just say there was contact, therefore is a foul.
It's killed emotion. Pure emotion. It's killed.
That's what I'm getting at with the whole...
It's killing the emotion in the sport.
Sort of, obviously, no one did. But is there a little bit sometimes, maybe not on that one, where you might hold back a little bit? Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of your 99, are you thinking, is the fucking VAR going to come in? Or you even go to VAR and you have 2 minutes.
It almost just feels like
you probably wouldn't give it because Schmeichel's probably all over someone at the corner.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's also annoying that they check. I know they're supposed to check everything, but it's almost like they're checking things just so they can find a reason.
Justify using it.
If a goal's scored and the ref doesn't think anything's up, nothing really serious has happened. Why are you going through it with a fine call?
Clear and obvious. It was meant to have been the thing. That was what it was brought in on. And you go, do you know what? I'm all right with that. Clear and obvious. We're thinking Drogba in 2010, was it? 2011?
Six miles offside, it was, yeah.
That's clear and obvious. You go, we made a mistake there. No one's going to ever
whip up on that Porto game.
No one's ever going to whip up that Raheem Sterling one and go, well, that was clear and obvious. Because it took 3/4 of an hour, a CSI Miami team and everyone to be able to go, his armpit's an inch offside. And is that even where his armpit is? It's ridiculous.
How do we know that's not just where his shirt was?
No, I'm saying what we need to do is get the players wearing morph suits with the bobbles on. Then we'll know for sure whether they was offside or not.
Everyone just wears pants.
Yeah.
Like wrestlers. So the United
like
team
spandex.
Can have red pants.
Yeah.
City's team can
like
have blue
pink
pants.
Ones like Bret the Hitman Hart.
Yeah. Cheeky ball pops out.
He was everywhere.
Yo,
champion.
I asked
he
for some
cool
questions
him.
on Full Time Devil's Twitter today. And what I love about this is these are the first two that pop up. So Carl is saying, do we all get carried away with the results Sunday or was it just because Chelsea are in a worse state than us? And then Abhinav says, but how many points are we winning the league?
That's what I love. Why not, man? Hey, sweaty ones on the way.
I tell you what, if we get a good start after the first five games, like I say, you see what we're doing next Monday, mate, I'll get giddy.
We'll save that talk for September.
Yeah, fucking dead right, I will.
Austin says, best option on the right wing?
See, I think we got 9 out of 11, me. I think we definitely need a box-to-box midfielder, and I hope that Timbo can be that guy. I don't believe he can be. On the right wing, it almost feels as if we're allowing Greenwood to grow into it in a way, doesn't it? I mean, that would be what people would say if they was trying to make up for the fact we just didn't sign anyone. Because that's what it feels like. We should have signed someone. We didn't sign anybody. We should have done. Like, yo, it was made for Sancho. Look, Sancho wanted that move. They was told 90 or 100 million and went, yeah.
Are they right, though, to do that? Probably,
yeah. The guy went for 7 million.
But I do feel if we had Champions League, we would have got him.
Yeah.
I think we'll get him next
it was
someone.
The price.
It does seem a lot, that.
It was the price. I think people are trying to
I know he's good, but a good season at Dortmund and then his 100 million is a lot for me.
Yeah. It was 7.5 million 18 months ago.
That's what I mean.
Or 7 million. Yeah, ridiculous.
Fredo Andres Pereira.
I saw this comment the other day. Someone said, at the moment, it seems like going to the academy is our last option, last resort, and it should be the first option. And I go, do you know what? It should be, shouldn't it? You should go, let's say we need to replace Luke Shaw, right?
Yeah.
We go, do we have any left-backs in the academy that are ready? Demi Mitchell, not quite. This guy, not quite. All right, let's look who we can bring in, yeah?
Right.
That should be the first option, shouldn't it? Not like, who can we get? Is there anyone in the academy? Like, just as a mentality shift. I'd like that if that became the way to do stuff, like go into that world.
It was weird because it was all, in some ways, I know we spent a lot of money under him, but in many ways, Van Gaal was quite up for that.
Van Gaal told the players, there's only 15 first-team players available in my squad. By the time I'm done here, there'll be 10 academy players taking
the
team.
That's what I mean. And then we got rid of him.
That's why people that used to criticise him for, he deserves to get sacked.
Yeah, I'm not defending
Van
Gaal.
Let's not forget that.
Worst football I've ever seen in my life.
People that criticise him by saying, oh, I got lucky with Rashford. He didn't. That was his plan. If players get injured, the young boys are coming through.
I know that he told them earlier in the season. Donald Love was starting games.
There's a video of me somewhere saying Tyler Blackett will be part of a title winning team.
Really?
I did say at the end of the video for Reading, but Chris stopped recording at the time. Fredo Andreas Pereira.
What about Samuel. Let's go back on this one.
Every time I ask Samuel's question,
don't worry about it. What about,
sorry, Samuel,
if we hadn't have binned him in the way we binned him, which was pretty brutal? He's in the middle of celebrating the FA Cup and they're like, anyway, when you're done kissing that, there's your P45, sling it. But if we hadn't have binned him the way we had, wouldn't he be in a good shout for a director of football?
Van Gaal, don't see why not.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with him doing that. Just had a problem with
he has come out since and said that United's run completely wrong, so I doubt he's getting a job anytime soon.
Kasixi Talel
says, how are you guys doing? How's life?
What was he saying? Pereira or Fred?
See, when I ask questions, yeah, Pereira or Fred. That's
a good question, that.
Well, I think Pereira gives you flexibility, doesn't it, to be able to play in that wide role.
That whip for the goal. There we go.
Well, yeah, he's got a good cross on him, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. I don't think he particularly played well in the day, I'm being brutally honest.
I thought he was very much like Lingard, and that might be the reason why he's in the team, is that he worked very well off the ball.
Yeah.
And I think that you're going to have to get used to United doing that, giving possession up. We're going to have 40% or less possession against Wolves on Monday. Get used to that. And I think it's going to be
Do you think Maguire can help Fred in a way? My gripe with Fred is he always seems to drop so deep to get in the ball, and he's a bit...
That's where he fucks it up.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if Maguire can help carry it out a bit more. That might
encourage him to go forward a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know.
I think he's got the energy to be that box-to-box guy.
I think, obviously, he's too early to say with Fred that he's not going to make
it. What's this beer you've got, Jay?
Well, funny you should ask that, Stephen. See? Nicely done there. Nice and natural, Howson. I love it.
Couldn't even tell.
Here's a silly question.
Go on.
We've got some beer here for those listening.
Amazing.
Right? How does the offer of free beer sound to you?
Sounds like a good do to
me. Yeah, we've got an offer here for our listeners.
Can I ask, it's been in the fridge first, though?
Red, black and white. Wait, one there for Andy.
Blackberry milkshake.
This is from Beer 52. So if you don't know who Beer 52 are, they're the world's most popular craft beer discovery club. And we've got an offer. So if you go to www.beer52.com/devils, and cover just £4.95 postage.
They're all washed.
They'll send you some beer. They'll deliver 8 craft beers. So they have beers from all around the world.
Black shake, Norway, Belgium, Amsterdam.
So you order it, and the first box is sent to you the next day.
They're all washed. You must go.
And you'll also get a snack as well. There's a snack in it. Because I don't drink, but I'll eat the snack.
Curry flavoured chickpeas.
Yeah, nice. I'm not making any comment on that.
Perfect for me.
Yeah. You said that. So I gave my dad anyway the beers and he was raving about them. So if you go to www.beer52.com/devils, you get a case of 8 beers.
Really, I've had a few of these sent to me before, cases. Yeah. And I do like, you get a few various different ones every now and then.
Sign up in the next
2 weeks.
Some
of them you do like, some of them you don't like. Find out what you
do. Do you know what I mean? And you sign up in the next 2 weeks, you get an extra 2. You get 10 beers. Free,
10
man.
Beers, Jay.
Hey, do you know what I mean?
Our beeros.
Visit it, man. www.beer52.com/devils. There you go. What more do you want? Free beer?
Pizza. And then you can watch the game.
Pizza
against Wolves on Monday.
Not telling me someone's done the job here, are you?
Black lad.
Watch the game against Wolves on Monday with 10 beers to see United.
Citrus IPA.
Or 6 points.
Very exotic.
Clear at the top of the league.
6 points clear.
3 points clear.
Everyone else is going to lose and we're going to win. Simple as that.
And they're going to deduct 3 points from City for FFP.
Bullshit. They got off lightly then.
They're definitely not.
Got off lightly. They got a hefty fine. I'll have you know.
Yeah, and get a transfer ban. Like
it's not like the guy's a billionaire.
This is the beginning of the end. You mark it. You remember it, yeah? August 2019 is where the wheels came
Wasn't
off.
This the exact same thing that Chelsea got a ban for?
No, it's almost like, you know, when Rio...
Yeah, it was, but what's happened is...
Absolutely no
what's
comment on
then,
that.
Since,
no comment on that whatsoever.
Since then, the rules have changed, the regulations have changed, and City got away without a transfer ban because they admitted it and agreed to pay a fine. Chelsea never had that option.
I think
that will help Chelsea now, because Chelsea will now go back and say, well, the rules have been changed since we're back in action in January. Few more questions coming in.
Just in time for the new manager to get new fresh faces.
Someone saying, Tom Alvarez says, who was right, Adam or Gary?
About.
Oh, yes.
I'm going with Adam.
Maybe about. Right. What was it about?
And yeah. Mike Khan says, will Adam ever get another invitation to a Sky debate?
No, it's probably the answer to that question.
It's a definite
to
no.
To be fair,
he hijacked it.
There was no issues with anyone. There weren't even any issues with me and Gary after. I think we were both right.
And for those who don't know, Maka, tell us what you're on about, because so not everyone will have seen
my
this.
Question to Gary at the Sky Bet
debate, yeah, debate. Big debate.
It's on YouTube. It's on Full Time Devils right now. Was in regard, because he was talking about Newcastle, and how if results are bad at Newcastle, they'll all turn on Ashley. If they're good, no one will care. And I asked him, does he think that will happen at United if we don't have a good season? And we'll see online protests turn to protests in the stands. Because obviously, we've sacked four managers. You know, this summer, we've signed... The signings we have made have been very, very good. But we've not made many, and we've recouped big fees. The last six signings, Dalot, Fred, Lee Grant.
Yeah.
Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, and Daniel James. That's not... You know, that's after us finishing second behind City and having an opportunity to try and close that gap. And I asked him that question, and we just got into it about that.
It wasn't like you know, he was particularly arguing.
Now people seem to comment like, "Oh, Adam, let Gary speak and stuff." Well, he interrupts me as much as I interrupt him, and I think, like, when you see him and Carragher, that's what they do all the time.
Well, to be
and
fair,
I think the whole environment
you're pushing him for an answer on certain things when he's going on about other things as well. Because it was like,
but there was no hard feelings about it. I got him to sign my dad's shirt and everything after, because I don't business. That 99 shirt is getting done.
And that's on eBay if anyone's interested.
But it was a good chit chat. I think we were both right. Because I agree with him in the sense that I don't want us to sort of sign players that, you know, like Boateng and all that. And I want us to sign players that want to come to the club. But ultimately, the Glazers have to be held accountable. Like, for years, they've been penny pinching at Manchester United. The back end of Sir Alex Ferguson's time here, penny pinching. When Chelsea were buying the Essiens and the Robins and all these kind of players, we were lucky to get Park to prove to be a massive bargain for 4 million, Van der Sar for 3 million. Like, Carrick around that time was our biggest spend. And then, obviously, we bought the likes of Berbatov later on, but we were never keeping up with Chelsea and City.
City
and we've
was
suffered
for
it now ever since
when
Fergus
left.
When they
were getting the Agueros and the David Silvers and we weren't getting involved.
And they have to take some blame for the fact that we've had to sack our last four managers. There's no structure in place. There's no...
Well, it's not just the fact that you've had to sack four managers. It's that, to me, I think David Moyes was a logical appointment at the time. And you were... At the time... At the time.
Shaking his head for those listening.
But the reason...
Can I just say, I do agree with him on the fact that I don't think the online protests will, I don't think protests gets rid of the Glazers.
Well,
otherwise,
no,
2005 and 2010
would.
You've
got to find someone with $4 billion who wants to buy a football club.
That's the
problem.
But I still think anger and protest aimed at the Glazers is coming from the right place.
Actually, you know what? The only thing I didn't agree, and I know you're all going to fucking hate me for saying this.
I already hate you.
I know you hate me, so you'll maybe hate me a little bit more. Was the Herrera thing where he's like, oh, it don't really matter that you let Herrera go and not replaced him.
No, it does.
I think he's just one of those players that
an international
really
in his
prime. Sleep over, and I thought, he played every game when he was fit, and you're not replacing him.
International
so
in his prime.
Yeah.
And you can say the same about Lukaku, whether or not you think Lukaku's
you
shit.
Said that point,
whatever.
That's 15 both, sweaty goals you're taking out of the team.
Both of those two players have not been replaced. Oh. We've improved the defence and we are weaker. Like you said to me before,
who takes
that right wing spot? Don't know.
I think Gary Neville is in a difficult position in terms of he kind of has to stay positive because if he goes negative, the whole media story around United is negative.
He's also a football club owner.
But also at the same time, like, if United get an injury to Marcus Rashford or Anthony Martial or Paul Pogba or all three of them at the same time, he will then start to realise that we should have replaced those players.
Not only that, we've got our third choice centre forward is going to be Mason Greenwood, right? Possibly Alexis Sanchez. Who the hell knows? He might not even be here by September. But Mason Greenwood is our third choice centre forward. If those three are out injured, we allowed Nishan Burkhardt to go to Freiburg. We literally don't have another forward. I think the next forward's going to be like Alanga.
This is the thing.
Miles
like,
away from the first.
You look at like the likes of, I hate referring to them all the time, but you do look at like City and Liverpool, and they've got options. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They've always got
strong. I thought Shaqiri last season was a great signing
for
them.
Yeah, it didn't cost a lot. We saw what he did against us at Anfield. Do you know what I mean? What was he, 14 mil or something? Not.
I don't even think it was that. Was like 7 mil,
right, exactly. Say he gets you 6 goals all season. couple of match winning ones, you're laughing. You know, Origi comes on for them.
It's not just even what he does, it's what he does by being there.
Yeah.
You know, he allows this guy to have a day off. He allows this guy to get 20 minutes.
Brought in Sturridge now and again when he needed him. He got a
Origi scored
goals.
Some big goals.
What I mean.
Yeah, I've heard Lorente. I was talking to a guy from Sky Sports last week when I was doing my interview.
Ooh.
Yeah, check it out. But Lorente possibly on a free, and that's like scraping the battle. That's maybe next month. That's what he was telling me.
Do you know
personally.
What? I'm not even against that.
But
because I know he's past
it, an option.
But he's a different type of striker. I'm not saying we should go out and get Lorente. I can sort of understand him having a different type of player, because you can argue that Mason Greenwood, Anthony Martial and Marcus Rashford, not the same, but they're similar in
they're
a way.
They're an archetype, aren't
they? You can't play exactly. that all season, because they're
going
to get...
just getting a battering round
point,
now and again. The last 10
point,
minutes, right,
let's
go
on. They'll get tired. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll come up against a team where them three can't break them down.
No.
And what you're going to do, start slinging balls up to one matter? No, you're not. Not unless you can sit on someone's shoulders.
Do you remember that under Jose when we played Liverpool and he couldn't break us down? Like those attackers, they couldn't. They needed something else.
Yeah. We've gone to Fellaini sometimes. Yeah. And, wouldn't it? You know, not the greatest footballer. I can understand why Solskjaer told him to sling it as soon as he got here. But there is an option in having options.
Last minute against Arsenal, I wasn't complaining.
Maybe Matic becomes our auxiliary striker.
Do you know what? You said it out loud. Someone's going to put it out there. I'm sure.
Andrew MEFC 1996 says, can Rashford break Rooney's goal scoring record? He's on 47 at the
I'd
moment.
Say not this season.
So 200 so 206 behind him.
206.
It's 10 years.
10 years, 26 goals.
If he's here for 10 years, yeah, he'll break it. If he's here for 10 years, yeah.
I'm very interested to see. He's definitely going to break his own scoring record this season. I'd put everything on it.
So
stays
he's 21.
He gets that. But
a lot of backtracking around Marcus already, isn't there?
There's always going to be.
Do you know what I mean?
He's got to get more than 13. If he doesn't get more than 13, I'd be in.
It's been a bad season. He's got 11 to go.
I think him. I got criticised for asking this question after the game the other day on my channel, but I said them two between them need to get 50 plus this season. They have to.
Marcus
and Martial.
And
in the league alone.
It's a big ass stat.
No,
all comps.
All comps.
I'd be shocked
if they don't. Expand that.
If they could get 10, 15 in the league by Christmas, then it's...
I'd say you're more looking at Martial, Rashford and say Jesse getting...
Jesse's got to up his output.
60 between them.
Jesse needs to up his output. Mason's probably going to come bring half a dozen, probably. I would
06, 07 time, I fucking told you.
Got this narrative.
In it, about 6 or 7 off Mason. Then you've got to look. Pogba's probably got to start putting in 7 or 8 minus the pens. And then you've got to look elsewhere. Who else is going to pull some? Aaron Maguire. What do you reckon he's going to get? Like 12, 15?
12, yeah, minimum. You heard it here first. Standard. And Wan-Bissaka is going
to
start
shooting. Can I tell you that?
They've just told him not to, just to keep it under wraps for now. But yeah, at some point they'll be like, you can go forward now.
When I say that season is going to be Rooney, Ronaldo, Martial, Rashford season, United beat Fulham 5-1 on the opening day.
God, it's exactly
Rooney
the same.
Rooney and Ronaldo scoring.
Because we beat Chelsea 4-0.
Yeah, we won by four goals.
It's uncanny.
We won by four goals in both scoring.
And there's just been a World Cup. The Cricket World Cup's just finished.
Women's
World Cup. Do you know what I mean? I saw...
Tiddlywinks
well.
World Cup.
I saw Anthony Martial wink.
Yep.
Ronaldo winked. So there you go, you see, it's written in the stars. Just like last year was written in the stars for the 20-year anniversary of the Champions
and
League win. It's written in the stars, this one.
You know how Van Persie, number 20... Daniel James, 21.
Jesus.
Top goal scorer. Also, Daniel James scored 7 minutes into his Manchester United debut. The quickest goal by a Man United player on their Premier League debut since?
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Against?
Blackburn Rovers.
They both got exactly the same record. 7 minutes.
That mad that we haven't. Me and you James. Were saying it at the fan camp spot, weren't we, after the game? We said, when was the last time we beat Chelsea that much?
Was it 94?
94.
Well, I think it's the first time we put four past them, I think, since 65, they said, didn't they?
I know
we beat them in the league, I take it. We're not counting the cup.
We beat them 3-0 at the Bridge.
We beat them 3-0 at Old Trafford.
5-3 Old Trafford, 1998.
Not 4-0, though.
We did 5-3 at the Bridge in the cup.
Yeah,
so
we did 5-3 in the Bridge.
Beckham in the net.
Sheringham,
But listen, it's still
love
Chelsea.
I love you, David Beckham.
I know they didn't have really
good
one day, Canada. David Beckham's going to sit here, you know.
He heard it here first. He's, what, with us or just...
just sell
that chair to him.
I'll sniff that chair.
But yeah, 4-0 against Chelsea. You can't grumble even if it was a...
You can't grumble. What the hell are you
Chelsea
saying?
Chelsea foot sign. Because people
do you know what? I'm sick of this. We beat Chelsea, one of the European champions, 4-0, and you don't feel right to say we're going to win the league.
Do you know how many people
season?
I've seen saying, right, yeah, you played Chelsea's under 21s? Pretty sure we had the youngest side out this weekend.
Yep, 24 years old.
Like, right. You beat Chelsea's under 21s? Like, no, we beat Chelsea. We beat Chelsea.
I know I hate, like, the way we do our business and transfer business and all that stuff. But this team is very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
When you look around at what we've got.
Well, I know. There's exciting elements to it. As a team, it's not high effort for me.
But I mean... Like, you can see where we're short. Franzabi, Maguire, Lindelof.
You can see where we're short. The defense
Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
But you see where we're short.
That's a good foundation for something. Midfield, we need to sort that out.
We've had in a while.
Mason, Martial, Rashford. Are you mad?
Yeah.
All three of them are generational talents.
It's beautiful, but no, maybe Bruno Fernandes. That was being pumped and pumped and put out there until the last minute.
In 5 years' time, Bruno Fernandes is going to be playing for Sporting still.
He probably won't be.
He's probably finally had his medical in 5 years' time. It was fucking dragging on.
For nothing. What a crack of shit that was.
Well, he may still move.
Might have had...
But he's got his ass set on a Premier League. Wrong with he can only move that's to another league, can he?
How do you know that? How do you know his heart is set on a Premier League?
Text him.
Andy Tate's
got does any of us know? Like, do you know what I mean?
The Force.
You've got the Force, you're not crying on the pitch. And then he got slapped 5-0. You see that Megsy got put on him. Let's stop talking about Bruno Fernandes. Let's go back to these questions. Anything you'd like to talk about?
Yeah.
Any good stories in the Athletic?
Yes. Talking of the Athletic, Adam McCullough. There was an article in the Athletic. You took on all comers, didn't you, on Twitter the other day? Based on an article in the Athletic. A bit of kidology from you here before you get going. So it was about Johnny Evans. I think it's Adam Crafton. I might be wrong on that.
I didn't even read that article.
Right, Adam, basically, in the Athletic, if you don't know what the Athletic are, it's a new sports publisher in the UK.
They are going for it.
Mate, they've got a world-class team, right? It's like Andy Mitten, Ornstein. So you know you're going to get good United content on there. Subscription-based, so it means it's completely ad-free and all that stuff. You don't get annoying pop-ups.
You don't get things like this happening.
So, and we've got a deal with him, you might have guessed. So you visit theathletic.co.uk/FTD and get a 30-day free trial.
I've got mine. 50%
off a year's subscription, which makes it £2.50 a month. So yeah, make sure it'll be in the description and on the channel to go and check that out. But yeah, they did an article saying Johnny Evans basically shouldn't have been sold, I think it was. United shouldn't have sold him.
True story.
Yeah, because this has all come from Brendan Rodgers, right, has done what you'd expect a manager to do when he's just lost his best defender.
Gas his other one up.
Yeah, so he wasn't our best defender anyway, Johnny Evans is. Right? Now, most people,
all right,
for starters, they read the article before they get involved, right? But my career goes in two-footed and comes out the most outrageous thing you can think of. If Johnny Evans was here now, Vix Lindelof would be his bitch, right? Cue X amount of piss boiling. Like, Adam McCullough was basically trending by the end of the day. I was getting dragged in the middle. Have you seen what he's wrote? Like, I'm responsible.
I've trended for worse reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. So he came out with this statement. Johnny Evans, right, was at one time a very good defender.
Listen. I'll stand
at
by.
At the end of his United career, he was atrocious.
I stand by Johnny Evans.
Yeah, and I'm not flagging him off. Top lad. Came through the academy, put a lot of good performances. But towards the end of his career, his last season and a half.
Half of my tweet was a joke. I don't think.
Because that really comes across on Twitter.
I don't think.
Known for its understanding.
Sarcasm. I don't think he'd be ahead of Lindelof right now. But half of it was serious.
Do what he does, right?
No, half.
Double down.
Half of it was
no matter
very,
what.
Half of it was it. Very serious.
Get used to this phrase.
Quite
fuck
possible,
you, fight me.
Yeah. It's quite possible that Johnny Evans would be our captain right now if he stayed. But let's talk about that another day. What I'm saying is, Johnny Evans should have stayed at Manchester. Yes, it was a bit bad towards the time.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
But if you... He's better than Rojo, better than Smalling, better than Jones. So he's already in our top four centre-halves.
I don't know if he is better than Smalling.
What are you on about, Jay?
Fucking
Smalling couldn't pass wind, brother.
Smalling for all his...
Johnny fight. Evans...
Hang on a minute. After Paris, we were raving about
when Johnny
Smalling.
Evans. No,
who
no,
was?
You was.
You weren't.
You was.
I was.
Johnny Evans, when he had a good partner
you mean you
alongside
was?
Him. Yeah. When he had a good partner alongside
and
him.
Abdul.
Was gold.
Well, sort of, he wasn't actually.
That's why him and Maguire was excellent.
In fact, Evans and Maguire probably starts for United.
Johnny Evans at United, he'd gone. Like, you could see it. Remember sometimes that ball over the top where he just literally, no one around him, and he flopped.
Sometimes like, United's too big for people, and I think it had got too big for Johnny Evans.
Wasn't too big for Johnny Evans?
I think it had.
And his brother Corey. I'm not joking.
But there's a lot of players that we've sold and kept sold the
worse. I get it, right?
He's Daily that Blind. Sort of
level, that mix.
Do you see that guy, what he did last Daily year Blind, in Raphael. The Champions League?
Raphael and Daily Blind, I'm with you. And Johnny Evans, I'm not.
Nah, Jay.
Jay. And David Beckham.
Better. Hey. Wayne Rooney, banging it in the MLS.
Damn. Don't hey. Some people seriously hey. Think that one.
Championship.
Anyway, yeah, but that article all started in The Athletic, so if you've not heard of him, go and check him out. Their moniker is the new home of football writing, and they're living up to it, so go and have a look at them. And like I said, you can go and check
so
out
So I gave
our,
them some good
offer.
Engagement that day, right?
Yeah, you did actually, did your bit there. But I don't know. We have let later. Some good players go for bargains and for silly money.
Why do we never get good money for our players?
And it annoys me
because we pay too much in wages.
But even like, do you know like Chicharito, they were letting go for like 8 million or something.
Gorbachev went for £2 million, mate. £2 million.
Had Dembele as well.
£2 million. How was this conversation?
He went to Spurs.
Hey, can we have Dimitar Berbatov? And he was like, that was £2 million sound. And it was like,
that's like Howard Wilkinson with Fergie, innit? Can I have Eric? Yeah. £1 million. Yeah, right. Why not?
We want Dennis Irwin now. But
no,
I'll have
yeah. No, can I mean. Have Cantona? In his head. Like right.
That was a
Howard Wilkinson was
like his tweet. It was like a piss take. Like can I have Eric?
Yeah, yeah, you can. Wilkinson goes
like
into that
Kevin
day.
Keegan, can I have Andy Cole?
To do list, right?
Yes, but I won't keep
on his to do list. Sign the best left back in the country. Not on his to do list was sell the best centre forward and lose the title for the next 10 years.
Yeah,
but that's what he went. Didn't do that one. Did them two though.
How did right, looking at Ali Fergie, he got. He got.
Can I have Erwin? No, fuck off.
He got Andy Cole and he got Robin Van Persie. All off his rivals.
Yeah.
Like, Dwight Robin York as well. Cheap.
How
Dwight York.
That happen?
Dwight York
as well.
Dwight
yeah,
was, Villa weren't really a rival at the time.
I know they were top of the league at the time, or right thereabouts, but.
And their like, manager.
Newcastle
went
were rivals.
Newcastle was their
Leeds
manager then?
Direct rivals.
John Gregory.
Yeah. It was John Gregory.
If I had shot him. Shoot him if he had a gun.
He was ace on his own.
That's what he said about Dwight York.
Stan Collymore said he was depressed and he said he needs to get a grip.
Mental health in the workplace.
Thanks for that. Great advice.
To be fair, this has nothing to do with his mental health, but Stan Collymore does need to get a grip.
Stan Collymore just wades. Do you remember when he tried to get
another man has got me blocked.
Journalist! Journalist!
Let's meet in the car park.
Yeah, you love meeting in car parks, don't you, Stan?
Joey Lescott was like, what?
Sandwell Valley specials. For Stanley.
Now wrong with a bit of dog in his hand.
Well, if he's doing it with Sharon Stone, good luck to him.
Sharon Stone.
Oh yeah. Someone's watched
Basic Instinct too. He was the footballer who got killed.
And he's
in the
not
beginning.
Only watched that, he's paused it at very certain times for a long time.
I feel so out of the loop. What are you on about?
Stan Collymore was
Stan Collymore's in a film.
Is it Basic,
have to say Basic Instinct 2?
No, he's in Basic Instinct 2.
Yeah. No, I mean we don't have to say allegedly. His dogging is well known by everyone, right?
I know.
So.
I'll throw an allegedly out anyway.
Yeah, just put just,
I'm going into the movie.
Bracket
never mind
everything
all
you
that.
Say with an allegedly. Yeah. And
but he is
right.
In Basic Instinct 2. He is in the opening scene in a very, very, I think
that
it's a Lamborghini. He's driving
Basic
in a very
Instinct
posh 2. Car and with a lady who you can't see because of the camera.
Top five footballer appearances in films go.
Cameos.
David Beckham in Bending Like Beckham.
No, it's not him. It's not him.
It's a lookalike at the airport.
Never is it that it? Proper shit lookalike as well?
Yeah, it's not. Have you actually?
I've been
it
deceived.
I think
him.
He follows me on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh mate,
Donald Trump, Paul Malone too.
He's weird. Football, did he get an injunction against him? Yeah, that's hilarious.
I'll go Pele. Mike Bassett.
I don't like Pele. Mike Bassett is a great film.
Yeah, Pele. That really, you know, hate.
I think Pele is so overrated.
What? Why?
Counting goals against
listen, Lukaku's four goals
prison officers and stuff.
Bergomo.
Oh, mate, there was an Inter fan that was trying to argue with me. Like every club,
I noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed that on my timeline for about 8 hours.
Do no you problem. Need to? Do you need to say there was an Inter fan? You just there's a fan of every football club that argues
okay,
with you, right?
But there was this particular time was an Inter fan saying that all
I saw
clubs
you getting into the argument about the word appearances and the semantics
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. It's not an appearance.
Is
it's
that
a
on his
training
Wikipedia?
Session. They didn't have shirts on. They had training shirts on with no
numbers.
Yeah, they
had no
shin pads on. No shin pads on. This is a training session. Call it a training session.
But that
they
club,
didn't even want to celebrate goals.
That club has got like a capacity. I was because it's how bad it is. I was actually looking up who are these people, and it's like they've got a capacity of like 1,200 fans or something. like in Serie D.
They may as well have played hashtag or the Dons.
Yeah, and if you see someone defending, it's like, do you know what? Let him have that.
I would have said Lukaku was just walking around the place, but I won't.
But he was.
Go on, and he's your top cameo in a football film. I don't, man, he did his, even though it didn't count.
See, I don't think Vinnie Jones's ones count as cameos because he actually just acted, didn't he?
Vinnie Jones's Snatch would then be.
Snatch
and Lockstock's amazing.
Yeah, they're two well underrated films.
Snatch is in my top.
Can I just say, just in case you're watching, Guy Ritchie, you are a talented motherfucker, and those two banging films.
But then you fell off.
Yeah, man, come on, he did some.
Yeah, King Arthur. Oh, David Beckham's in King Arthur.
Oh,
David Beckham.
And he's pretty ordinary in it, to be fair. He's got a real fucking weird accent.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
Is
scene.
That
that
film
where Keira
Knightley gets her baps out?
No, that's King Arthur. I think. Is it? Is it?
What did I say?
No, you're right. It's
different.
That
one,
was a different King Arthur. That's a Clive.
Wasn't he in
King
Game of Thrones? I don't watch it, but wasn't Beckham in there? Was that Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran's in it, man.
That's my favourite.
Hang
football.
On. How do you confuse David Beckham and Ed Sheeran?
They look the
Ed
same,
Sheeran,
don't they?
No.
Honestly, it does.
Now I do think David Beckham was in Game of Thrones. Nick, Google it.
Pull that shit up, Nick.
I don't think he was.
Did anyone see that tweet?
Random football name, go!
Efan Okoku.
Oh.
JJ Okocha. It's 46 today.
Oh, Yuri Djorkaeff. Oh, what a player.
Christoph Duggery, seeing as we're going on a theme of bowling.
Oh, Ivan Campo.
He had a good time.
Ivan Campo was
good, was good for Birmingham City.
Yeah, he was.
Fernando Hierro.
I never understood, right, how Bolton got Ivan Campo from Real Madrid when he still had a lot left in
the tank. Do you want to move to Manchester, kinda?
Yeah. Nearly Manchester United, but we're near there.
Like Robinho.
Don't
go, Trafford. I'll
pick you up. Thought you played in red. Pick you up to the Reebok.
George Weah. Thought you played in red. Don't worry about it.
Mate, that was sick, that, when they got him. Bolton had some players,
did
mate.
Did we find it?
Guy Cachea.
It wasn't
in it. I told you it wasn't.
King Arthur, yeah.
Did anyone see that tweet at the weekend? Barnsley fan. He had the neck like that. Fucking tall net. And he's like, next time you come to Barnsley, I'll fill you in. You fucking hilarious.
Oh, mate, I saw that. Fair play to him, though. Why should he take shit on people?
The longest neck I've ever seen. Like, his head's like big.
Is it a disability, Andy? Are we going to get in trouble for you?
Listen. No, he's actually.
Are we going to be on a split screen on GMTV in the morning?
No. So he got grief about his appearance in there, and he went back at him and said, "Come on, and come down."
And the guy said, "Give you a Chinese burn on it."
That's made me remember where it come from. Yeah. I've seen it now. Are you sure that's real?
The internet's undefeated, mate.
I don't know if it's real or that, boys. Barnsley were in the championship, aren't they? So the manager was.
Barnsley's an unfortunate accent.
Barnsley, yeah.
You could be like them. Professor Brian Cox. Can you imagine him with a Barnsley accent?
Do you remember when Peter Schmeichel threw the ball at a Barnsley defender's head and it went in? No, it never went straight in. We lost 3-2. Or we might have won 3-2.
Beat him 7-0.
But Peter Schmeichel
once was
threw
a man.
The ball at the Oatwell. And it
was
defender's head.
Before or after he started.
Hit the striker's head and then the striker booted it in.
I still can't take
it. It might have been the season we won the treble.
No, absolutely not. It annoys me that
he's on MUTV a lot now and I go...
No, who else on MUTV? Ron Atkinson.
It's not gold. This
is a black hole.
Lovely Ron Atkinson. His commentary. He's so woke, that Ron Atkinson. He needs to say what he thinks.
Oh, there was a sketch
so
that Badil and Skinner did. And they said someone was out injured because they'd had a cyst removed, right? And they said, here's another man who's had a cyst removed off his chest. And it had Ron Atkinson in his United training jersey. And it's got R.A. on his chest, had it.
Oh, that's a good one.
It works better visually.
Yeah. Andy's not impressed with that one. Sorry, Andy. Not upset.
Andy don't get it yet.
I don't get it.
He's going to be on the bus home and he'll just start laughing.
Metrolink.
He's gone up in the world now, Andy.
Yeah, and don't bus it.
More
questions? Right, oh, no, we've got something.
Wolves.
Does anyone think Rashford's going to beat Rooney's record then? Because that was the question.
All right.
I'm up for some revenge against Wolves.
I think you've got to get a good few years in of him playing in a position where he's allowed to attack. If he continues this, even if he's on the left-hand side, I think it works with him and Tony Marshall this way. And if he's able to start putting decent runs together, Matt, what Rooney did, forget everything else about him, but what he did, the consistency that you need to become the record goal scorer at a club like United, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Thing is as well, and you need, like Rooney did, those one or two absolute banging seasons.
Yeah, 34.
Yes, yeah, he had a couple of them, didn't he? If you look, Rooney was like you say, very consistent in like 15, 16, 18, but then he had a couple where it was like 34, 30 odd.
Yeah, you need to get over the line with a couple,
of Rooney was banging him in up till he got injured at Bayern Munich. I remember that, wasn't it?
I
think he does it.
9, 10, he was just knocking.
I think Rashford does it.
I'd love him to do it.
I think he does it.
I'd absolutely love him to do it.
Because look, football's changed, so like, the levels are being pushed up. There's going to be a point in time where we're expecting him to be banging 30, 35 goals a season. Levels have changed. It's not no longer 20 and we're happy.
Yeah, but that was only a 80s and 90s thing where the game...
Eventually Rashi will be scoring 25 to 30 a season regularly.
30s, 40s.
And I think this might be his first season where he hits 25.
Rooney never finished a season with 20 goals in the 20s, I don't think. It was like 19 and below or 30 and above.
Yeah, I think you're right. He had a mad season. I feel for Rooney, right? Because I always think he was two injuries away from... I know he's... legend
internationally and club.
But like, when you look at that injury you got against Portugal and you look at the injury by Munich, those two seasons, I think we could have won the Euros with him in 2004, and I think we could have won the Champions League with him in 2010.
It was ridiculous.
And I think he would have won a league.
We would have won four in a row, yeah, if not for getting injured.
And I think after that,
those City are going to do three in a row, aren't they?
Yeah. Nailed on. They're not even.
I don't count them titles.
They didn't even look like they got a second gear, did they?
Probably four as well.
They've got that thing as well where teams give up already. Like, they concede a goal.
Would you have a winning three in a row?
Put five past someone.
Nah,
the water is wet.
Yeah, we'd be fucking buzzing about that.
What was that noise?
I don't know.
That was mine.
What was it? That's a reminder to take your tablets. Don't forget.
Do you see Gomez getting played this season? If so, how? Where? Says Man United Muppet.
On loan.
I hope not.
He can't go on loan until he signs a deal.
I hope we keep him this season. Like,
I hope what they would do is send him to a second tier league in a team that's going to dick it, like a Lisbon.
Yeah, you say
something like that. But sign him, give him a big old contract, like a fat contract, one that's a bit eye watering for you. So when he goes out there, drills it, delivers, he comes back and you're like, that's a bargain contract. But one that he's double up at a sign, because you're going to lose a genuine world-class potential talent if he just goes.
I agree. I think he's the most... I know everyone loves Greenwood and we all do, but Gomez, in a way, is like the most exciting player for me. I was loving him.
The vision. Absolutely. You can't buy that shit.
Outstanding.
The creativity is that, because he sees things other players don't see.
I mean, and do you know what? I've seen maybe four games from him where I've seen him run. Out of like 50, 60 games I've watched him.
Really?
He walks. And you don't get mad, because when the ball comes to him, he's got days. He's got absolutely days. And he'll put an inch perfect pass on a sixpence to someone in the right spot with the right weight on it.
I feel he needs to introduce him to first team football and get him playing regularly. We need to be playing well.
Yeah.
I feel.
Well, he's got to come on against the likes of Crystal Palace and John.
Did he come on? He didn't
like
come
Norwich
on there,
and that.
Did he?
Nah.
It was Matt,
he's got to come on Daniel in those James games. Joe, when you're... You know you're going to win, but you also know that this is going to be hard to break down.
Yeah,
that's when he's got to play, and that's when he's got to be given the license to be the guy that creates and the responsibility to create. Because you give him Greenwood, Marshall, and Rashford as runners, he'll find them.
See, this and he'll also get like loads this, of fans. Just gets excited, doesn't it? Just think
21 is coming.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day?
I'm doing that on every video.
It might get to 10 years before we win a title, which is pretty grim to think about, but it might. Right, let's just be real. It might.
10 years.
It might get to 10 years.
Right.
2023. It's not that far away. It might get to 10 years. Can you imagine how much fun it's going to be when we next do it?
What's the longest you've had to go with that title?
Like at the moment.
Now, yeah.
6 years.
Now.
Yeah, now.
What's yours?
67.
I was born in 89.
93, mate. I went to full 26.
Did you go to full 26?
I went to full 26.
Had
13. Before these two even born.
My first 13 years. Well, first 12 years.
Like
if you're counting from when I was born, like 83 to 93.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I mean your lifetime.
I was born in 89.
Yeah, but I wasn't going.
I can't remember football.
So you've never.
My first memories of football when I'm 4 or 5.
No, but this is your longest time.
Yeah.
I can't count when I wasn't going. I'm not counting when I wasn't going. Not from when I've been going. Like, I went in 1990. So I was when the FA Cup. So I was when the European Cup was cup.
Yeah. 3 years.
A couple of years before we win it then. Mate, at that time,
this is the longest
we win the FA
I can
Cup,
remember.
We win the Cup Winners' Cup, we win the League Cup, we win a league. Okay, this is normal. We win stuff. This is just normal.
That's
to 8, 9 years.
When I started going on my own with my mates, was actually 92, 93 season when my dad stopped taking me and I started going with me.
And you kept on winning it, though. That trophy felt like your personal property, didn't it?
Yeah.
No fucking
still hurts,
touches.
You know, like
that,
things like 95 hurts. Against Blackburn. Oh, still fucking yeah. burns. Like...
Well, if you look at how many what Fergie failed to do, or how far away Fergie was in all of those years, like you can make an argument, and we should have won them all back to back.
Was it a point in 4 years? It was a point or goal difference. Out of the 8 times we finished second, it was either 1 point or goal difference.
Yeah,
ridiculous. 20-10
on offside.
Andy Cole, West Ham.
Dumb. You don't McClosco.
ZN says, should Pereira be a regular starter, and what should the game plan be against Wolves? So I suppose this takes us nicely into the Wolves.
It's about containment with Wolves.
Really?
I think it's about containing them because they'll come at us. Definitely.
You got to let them have the ball like Chelsea.
Like I said, they'll have a lot of possession. That's what you said.
Yeah, they'll have 60% possession, I'm sure. Same plan. Very similar plan to Chelsea. Invite them on. Block off the lanes inside the box, which we're pretty good at. Watch Luke Shaw. Cover him and don't leave him on his fucking own again. And hit him on the break. But be clinical when we do. Score.
I think we win this time around.
We owe them bastards.
I'm not saying that because of the Chelsea game. I'm saying that because they've been in the middle of the Europa League run, which may actually benefit them because they'll be more ready for competitive football. But I just think that Monday, Thursday kind of thing is going to affect them.
I think that's
and I also
us.
Think the fact that we haven't beaten them since they've returned to the Premier League. We drew at Old Trafford. We lost at the Molineux twice. So I'm glad that we're not going into a game against, say, a Norwich at home, all due respect to them. In fact, no respect to them after what happened to you on the weekend. Then going into, you know, Wolves away keeps us on our toes. It keeps us focused. We've got fresh memories of being beaten.
We've not had a good set of results against them last season. And they outplayed us in those games. Even the 1-0 draw at Old Trafford, and that was a different side. It was Jose Mourinho team. But he did outplay us.
What changes?
That was the first real nail where you were like, why am I watching Wolves play the sort of football I want to see?
Yeah, I was in Lanzarote when we drew
Popper,
that one.
Popper had enough of it. Like,
what changes do you think we should make?
Do you need to make any changes?
I think Fred might come in for Pereira.
Why?
I think he's more... With Pereira against Chelsea, I felt like he was popping up all over the pitch.
He wasn't really on the
kind
right.
Of, like, he was moving around all over the place. And I think Fred will do that, but from a deeper position. And I think we'll look to have maybe McTominay and Fred a little bit deeper with them Pogba further ahead, rather than McTominay and Pogba going. I think we need to be tighter in midfield against Wolves.
What's Manu Matic? Is he fit?
No one cares.
I think. I hope we are seeing Ollie trying to.
Why though?
Ollie getting out that Smalling, Nemanja Matic. I read an article this week where it kind of
it felt
referred
good
to
not seeing him in the squad on Sunday. To me, when I was seeing the team sheet, I felt really good.
Do you know what the one that got me the most excited? Axel was the third choice centre half, not Bill and Ben. Flowerpot man.
You think they'll play in games this season though?
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah.
You're old league.
We pay them too much to not
play them. If they're playing in the Carabao Cup or Europe, I don't think there's anyone have a problem here. It's
no.
All in the Europa League.
No, but I don't watch Seaman in the Premier League. Just don't watch it. Yeah, but what?
Whoever's the new sponsor of that trophy must hate
wounded.
Us.
So the leasing.com, don't call after a website.
Unless you want to call it after youtube.com/fulltimedevils.
Someone asked me the other day, who'd you rather go on a night out with, Smalling or Jones? Jones all day.
Yeah, it's that mental one, Sophie, isn't it? She asked me the same
question. Right, yeah, because you're like,
do you know what?
Why?
Get dressed up in your Jaeger.
My answer didn't make it. My answer didn't make it. I said Phil Jones because one, the gurning faces, and two, someone like me can't go out with someone who's going to be rocking up in suicide vests. He never made the video. I wonder why.
Not tonight, lads. It's not your night tonight, lads.
Also,
we're full in here.
I imagine Phil Jones is
context for people. Smalling has worn a suicide bomb vest.
Jaeger bomber.
To a fancy dress party. That's the context.
Quip.
During the Mizey era.
But he's also a vegan, right? Nowhere have you ever gone on a night out and gone, let's go fuck up a kebab shop and someone's like, did he do tofu? Aren't you? Shut the fuck up.
Man are just having salad chili mayo. That is emotional, isn't it? If you go chippy after a night out, you're literally having salad chili mayo. That's it. Sad times. Sorry, vegan gang. We do love you still. Vegan Reds.
I don't.
Who's your Wally of the Week?
I am mad at Mokolo.
Go on, use that goal first. I don't know.
My Wally of the week would be, I don't know who he is.
Talksport.
Yeah, you. I think you did the usual thing of putting out his faults.
Inaccuracies.
Yeah, his inaccuracies.
Not Adrian Durham,
a bit
is
of
it?
Feedback on his appearance on Talksport.
He got feedback.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. I don't know who he is. But
who are you?
Bryant or something. Summit Bryant, was it? I don't know.
I don't know.
No. Some guy on Talksport who said that United were basically rubbish. Pogba was crap after the Chelsea game.
Was it a Chelsea fan by any chance?
I don't know. He's one of them.
I think it's a United fan.
No, I don't know. I think he's. I looked on his Twitter and it's a bit ambiguous who he supports. But yeah.
Oh, just, one of them dicks.
Yeah. Like, you know, sponsored by Adidas or whatever. But.
By the way, check out Pundit J on Twitter. Yeah, he's the best.
Pundit J.
Yeah, and it's not J, but it's another guy called J.
Twitter, he's a
I think he's from Withington.
Covers the
he's
United
fucking
City
funny.
Games
is
and
it?
He commentates over them. He's mint.
Is it?
Ian Wright was sharing his video.
It's a shame that his account's probably going to get blocked when they realise he's been using Premier League rights.
Maybe we can get him in to do something.
We'll
with
get
us.
Him in, right? Pundit J.
What could we get him to do with us?
Can't he do a watch along or something? Or
that's a good challenge.
Yeah.
I reckon he's probably not that funny for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think he's got to be edited.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll get him to watch the edited highlights. Between the two of them.
Who's your Wally of the week, Andy?
I'm going to go for the VAR fucking robot. Fuck it. What, Siri, whatever the name is.
Siri.
Siri, whatever. Siri. Dalek.
Okay. Right. Go on, yours.
Any fucker who writes for the fucking Sun. Anyone. All of you. Fucking retire.
Oh, yeah.
And close that
the latest one?
Right down.
Sanchez and Greenwood have had a fight.
Because he fouled him in training. Like, that doesn't happen
oh,
400 fucking times a day.
Who fouled who?
Greenwood foul Sanchez.
Yes.
Good. Good.
Yes.
Fucking good. Good.
I love these right. youngsters that proper
they
just
don't give a
shit. Yeah. I don't care if you're Alexis Sanchez. I'm putting one on you. Lukaku can get it to everyone.
Yeah.
Sending them out of the club.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Like.
Give Greenwood Sanchez his wages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
It'd be different if he said the Sun, but won't it?
Sun trying to just write utter shit and stir shit again. I mean, they've got. Favourite thing ever, innit, yeah?
Have they run out of dead girls' phones to hack or something?
Possibly.
Or archive footage of Patrice Evra using the N-word to his mate in the hotel room. Remember that one?
That weren't archive footage. That was on YouTube. That was one of the funniest videos.
No,
but
that's what I mean. It was from years ago.
When he tells Lampard to suck his pussy. It's when he tells Lampard to suck his pussy.
They used it in the Evra Suarez debate.
Oh, why didn't I think of using that this weekend? Suck my pussy, Lampard.
Yeah.
God damn it.
We can still do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
I love
right
you.
Now.
I love you, Pat.
I'm going to tweet you right now.
Love Pat. Patrice Evra.
This is my original idea at Chelsea FC.
Wait, I can't wait till he does his book and he admits what he said.
I can't wait till he comes on this
he
bloody
will.
Show.
I can't believe he's. I can't believe that that Evra has forgiven him. And I genuinely believe he has as well. Because I think he's like that.
I think Patrice Evra is one of them guys that wants to be at peace with himself.
Hang on.
Within
can I bring
soul,
this up actually as well? I know MUTV's had a bit of a panning. For that fucking whopper, Steve, whatever he's fucking called is, mate. For starters,
what's that? What's going on?
Put a new suit on. Every fucking show he's on, he's wearing a fucking black suit with a black tie. It's called Steve on MUTV. The guy that laughed when someone phoned up for the anti-glazer thing. Right?
He laughed about.
Forget about it. That's the side piece. But anyway, there were some guys on the other day. I think Lou Macari was one. I can't remember who the other guy was. And he was trying to fucking talk about Luis Suarez playing for Man United as a fucking good idea. How fucking dare you?
How
fucking
dare,
dare you?
Right.
If
Luis Suarez
I would leave.
Signs for United, he done. Go in the game.
He will never play a game for United.
Right. I know he will.
I will go to jail
couldn't
to ensure
him,
it.
Still.
I would chuck my season ticket.
I couldn't support a racist.
Watching him. Not a chance. It was the same when Terry was linked with us. Not having it.
Living with us.
Do you know
when
what
was
mean?
John Terry living with us?
Linked with us. When they said Mourinho was going to bring him in.
He just sleeps with players. Wives him.
What? Just.
Tell that to Anton Ferdinand.
I know.
Hey, we like our racists, like Ron Atkinson in the studio, commentating.
But he is a womanizer as well.
Allegedly.
Just ask Paul Wayne Bridge.
We don't want him on the pitch.
Paul Wayne Bridge ain't Paul Wayne Bridge when you got Frankie Sanford coming home too.
Yeah, one of the Saturdays, man. Fucking.
I don't care about Wayne Bridge anyway. The blue. Nippet.
So fuck the Sun.
Yeah.
And fuck Luis Suarez.
Yeah. Who's your Wally B?
I don't know.
The Sun and Luis Suarez.
Yeah. But I want to actually think of one as well.
Adrian Durham.
Yeah, he's that TalkSport drive. They blocked me. He blocked me for swearing, but I was having like, I was having a normal conversation with him, and like, I accidentally swore in it.
Yeah,
not at him.
Yeah, he used that as an excuse.
And it's like, oh, if you can't have a... It's like, mate, it's just like, you know, like I just accidentally said shit or something like that.
But he's not an expert. He's never played football. He's somehow become like an authority on
it. It's just like us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except we're actually fans that pay to go to games.
Who's even support?
That have been supporting clubs. I think he's supporting Chelsea.
It's Peterborough. Durham. It's Peterborough.
Is it?
Peterborough. Yeah, he's one of them.
The posh.
Every referee that supports Altrincham.
Yeah.
Cough, mate. The entire fucking fan base. At him.
He went, you fucking Altrincham.
Like, if referees actually went bastard. To watch the fucking clubs they support, non-league attendances would be tripled. Fucking lying bastards.
Hey,
no, you don't. Just admit who you support.
When he sees the cameras, when he's going to the Champions League game. Quick.
What is that all about?
Yeah. Sit down, you muppet.
Because it's like proper unnatural...
it's OTT. Isn't it?
You're 60. Relax.
It's like, you know. Like I'd understand it in the middle of a goal celebration. Yeah.
And your old man's doing shit like that. You'd be like, I'm not bringing you again.
Yeah. Sit down.
Fuck it. You only live once. Let him celebrate.
He's not celebrating.
He's being performing. A ball bag.
For the cameras.
Yeah.
Put it one way. If we win the league again, I will go fucking apocalyptic on every fucker.
No doubt about it.
Fucking dead right away.
Remember that in May when it's title number 21.
I never said that this
What is Andy going to do on Full Time Devils when we next win
the
league?
What are we going to do when we win the league?
What is going
on? We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. What, are we having a party?
Yeah.
We're going to do it in Manchester?
Yeah. I think we should organise a party.
Massive
Full Time Devils party.
In Manchester, yeah. What?
At the end of the season.
Can we do it at the Etihad?
Remember when Red Issue did that?
No.
I miss Red Issue.
No. You're being serious.
He's being serious.
I don't think I could book it in my name.
Yeah, no, I don't think you could.
Should I try and book it?
We could book it in
stadium tour tweeting out live tweets about Man City.
They did ask me to come and stop tweeting as well.
So just don't forget before we go them offers we've got. Got to do me better. And the Athletics, so check it out in the description.
It's theathletic.co.uk/FTD lowercase, yeah?
Yep, that's the one.
So if you put FTD in, it don't work. That's because you put caps.
They've got this one on there yet.
On what, sorry?
On The Athletic.
Have they got what?
Have they got this podcast on there yet?
Oh, I don't know.
No, but we're talking to them about
that. And B52 is b52.com/devils. So check them
free beer.
Free beer, man. Free beer and a magazine that's.
But then you have to pay, obviously. So read the T's and C's.
What's that?
My Siri's getting a bit excited.
I squidged the ball, I did. Yeah, but just do that sitting there. No.
My Instagram went up after fucking Sunday. Fucking mental. I got 9,000 something now.
Really? These are the random.
You have 9,000
like on Instagram. Go on, tell everyone then.
Hashtag influencer.
Yeah. And _MUFC_Tate. Follow me if you want. It's your choice.
You want to plug something? Your bub? Plug that?
No.
Everyone knows who you are anyway. You don't need to plug. Hey.
I don't hope so.
It's like, do you know what I mean? Come on. You don't know about you.
You want to plug something?
Nah, just, you know.
The Athletic.
You're going to read one magazine. Make it The Athletic.
I'm going to
a Comic-Con this weekend in Birmingham, TFN.
I'm charging £5 a ticket for an Andy Tate
meet-up. I will be there to collect.
If anyone wants to meet Andy Tate, DM me, send me your £5 PayPals, and we will meet up.
Birmingham Metropolitan Hotel.
You're giving your hotel away?
No, that's where
the Comic Con is at the Birmingham Metropolitan Hotel.
Who's going to be there? Is there any Andy Tate meet and greet?
People used to star in
the biggest.
Write Transformer comics, Star Wars stuff.
I might turn up.
Write the cartoons.
Who's going to know that?
The actual Bumblebee from there.
Put some massive specs on.
Yeah.
Because that kind of looks cool with a bald napper.
Yeah.
So, like, oversized, massive specs. Like Specs Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Right? And then just chat utter bollocks. And people will think you're dead intellectual.
Actually, this comic is actually Shakespearean if you look at it.
So it's actually post.
Yeah, we got. Yeah. We're running out of time. I've seen cameras dropping like flies here. So
yeah.
The last one's gonna go.
Have you got somewhere to be?
He's like, enough of this nonsense.
Everything is dying.
Can't see him over there and all that black.
But United's title hopes have not died this weekend.
They are well and truly
21-21
37-4-0
got it in the fucking bag. 21-21
If that happens, we have.
Yeah, if that happens,
I love. I love that people think we're serious, and that is why I love life, because you're just stupid. But 21's coming on anyway. Subscribe, like, comment, share on iTunes, audio boom, SoundCloud, Spotify. Anything else we're on these days? Drugs. We're on drugs.
iTunes, that's a space program.
YouTube, porn everything up. Else. Yeah.
Porn up. Yeah.
Chelsea are on a porn up after that absolute piping they got on the weekend. And on that note, see you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.